But Hillary Clinton, and you think, is there any new thing you can do in campaigning? Well, listen to this. Hillary Clinton's traveling the country in a van.
Ah.
In a van. Ah. And she's from New York all the way to Iowa. And she's not driving the van.
Russia?
No. She's sitting in the back telling Bill what to do. It's like... It's like when he was president.
Sure.
Same kind of thing.
Is why I would make a great president.
And surprise, I will be her VP. And if anything happens to her, God forbid, I will happily be president of the United States again. It'll be Bill Clinton too, bigger and blacker.
Oh, Bill. Oh, Bill.
All right, okay.
He's joking, America. My vice president, of course, will be me.
Okay. Okay, Mitt, once again, you can't be your own vice president.
We will see about that.
Well, who's that riding?
In the historic K Don Studios in fabulous Las Vegas. The On the Air light is lit, and the John Brislin Show is live.
Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of Seven Seals.
To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257 KDWN.
Welcome, America, west of the Rockies, to the Pacific Ocean, north to Canada, and south to our friends in old Mexico. Welcome to the John Brislin Show on this fine Saturday night, September 5th. 2015. Thank you for being part or allowing me to be part of your night tonight, where we are discussing where what's been on my mind this afternoon and for a while actually is, have you ever thought about your own personal net worth? It's something that people, I'm getting an evil look from producer Denise Marmeyer, the face on the other side of the glass. But if you think about what your own personal net worth is, most of us don't really know too accurately, but we have a general idea. And now the question I have is, in the area of politics, on the subject of electing a president that will guide us from this down cycle in the economy where we have our whatever our net worth is to a high wave where the economy is nice and high and we're all making some more money and building that net worth. If the candidate his or herself has a net worth, in other words, they are too rich to understand what's going on with your world, if their net worth is so radically higher than yours, then, and mine too, I mean, and mine too, should we be voting for someone who is most likely completely out of touch? Now, I'm going to run through, in the beginning of this show, I am going to run through the general net worth estimates for, I'll try to squeeze in just about every single Republican and Democratic candidate. And you'll be surprised by a couple. One, you won't be surprised that he's worth somewhere between $2.4 billion and $10 billion. The FEC, the Federal Election Commission, estimates that Donald Trump is worth about $2.4 to $4.4 billion. Donald Trump estimates about $10 billion. So his math is questionable, but, okay. In the way we report this stuff, you don't have to report everything so accurately. And I know that doesn't seem to make sense, but as far as your personal, your home and your personal wealth and things, there are some pieces that don't need to be reported. So it makes it a little bit more of a guesstimate. But we can come within a certain range of how much these candidates are worth. Now, Donald Trump, you know, is a billionaire. In fact, that's one of his main claims to fame, one of his main celebrities. That is, he's just a rich guy. And we assume that if he's such a rich guy, well, then he must also be smart, too. Well, that may or may not be the case. But when you're going into a presidential election, which is, I can't think of any election in the world for any office in any country. And right now I'm scanning in my mind. That's the sound. You hear it? That's the sound of me scanning across the globe in my mind. I can't think of any election where we spend more than we spend on the U.S. presidential election. If we look back to 2008, what we'll find is that between the two candidates, they spent $1 billion. And we are looking like we are going to be spending that much again. And in fact, according to Donald Trump, he is willing to spend $1 billion of his own money if he needs to. Now, that's a little bit of smoke and mirrors that I'll get into later on if need be. He'll never actually spend $1 billion of his own money. But the fact that he can, and we all know that he can, that makes it so that he doesn't have to. Isn't that interesting? The rich and famous that can afford to pick up the dinner sometimes don't have to. The restaurant will pay for it for them. Yeah, Disneyland, that could spend $1 billion on the Star Wars exhibit, and they would anyway, instead are going to have the city of Anaheim pick up a big portion of that tab for them. It seems like if you have the money and you can prove you have the money, then you no longer have the obligation to spend it. Must be nice. Must be nice. But if you are running for president, it helps to be able to bankroll it yourself. But what we're going to find out when I'm about to read some of these statistics, these facts, just having the money doesn't mean that it's going to work for you. We're seeing right now, not looking back into history, but looking right now, Bernie Sanders, surprisingly, is getting some very, very strong support. And 95% of his campaign is funded by small contributions, by other people putting their money in. Which, interestingly, 95%-ish of Donald Trump's contributions have come from one DJ, what's his last name? Oh, Trump. Donald J. Trump, it seems, to be donating the $1.7 million so far into the Trump campaign. So he's financing it himself. You don't need to have good ideas when you're writing the checks. Let me say that again. You don't need to have good ideas when you're writing the checks. You just have to have train wreck ideas. You just have to have ideas that get people's attention. And I feel obligated to mention one thing that's been on my mind that I will weave into this conversation. Before I talk about the net worth of the candidates, we as a nation, as a globe, really, given how interconnected we are in the modern era, are at an extreme point. But backpedaling for just a minute, the United States definitely, just paying attention to the United States, we are at a certain extreme point that we have seen throughout history. We can lean on our knowledge of history to help us understand and possibly explain the point that we are at. The United States is at a point where we are politically polarized, more so than at any point since George Washington, and that's a bad example, since it's at any point since the Civil War. In the history, from George Washington to President Obama, the most polarized we have ever been, except for the Civil War, is right now. Now, you've heard that before. Now, what you should be saying is, hey, John, yeah, I've heard that. What's the point? What does it matter? Okay, we're polarized. Yeah, I get that. That's just how the world is. I don't know whose voice that was. I was channeling... I don't know.
Mickey Rourke?
Was it Mickey Rourke?
I'm not sure.
All right. I'm apparently channeling Mickey Rourke tonight, and that is the opinion of Mickey Rourke. And he says, well, what does it matter? The reason it matters is that nations are not indestructible. The United States, Rome, Russia, any great superpowers, Greece, they have never been indestructible. There are things that can tear them apart, which is why we fight so hard to keep it together, which is why Lincoln went to the extremes that he did to keep this country together. He could have just said, okay, we'll have a North and South America, as in states of America, and we'll find a way to coexist. But he didn't say that. He didn't. He said, come hell or high water, this country sticks together. We do not separate. It shall not happen. And he went to the extremes that history has shown us he went to, that we know he went to keep this country together, given that wild polarization. Here's the takeaway. We need to be extremely careful who we put into Lincoln's chair in this time comparable to Lincoln, comparable to the Civil War. Do we want Hillary? Do we want Donald Trump? Makes you think for a second, doesn't it? Would he be the commander in chief? You know as well as I do that I am no fan of Donald Trump. There are certain things that are appealing about him, but overall, I think that his greatest accomplishment in the Oval Office would end up being the person who finishes the job. The person who makes sure that those who have not polarized yet polarize. He will be the person that makes sure that those countries around the world that have not polarized either for us or against us yet finish the job. Now, I'm not here to pick on Trump. I'm here to say that we need to consider who it is we're putting in that office. And we need to keep in mind that this is not the first time. I am not trying to say, oh, the sky is falling. The sky is falling. Don't you see it? I see it. I'm smart. No, what I'm saying is, interestingly, roughly 100 years ago, there was a man by the name of McKinley, a President McKinley, who pretty much did a good job in his first term. He was reelected, and in the beginning of his second term, he was kaboom shot. Many of you know the story. He was shot, and what was the significance of McKinley being shot in 1901? Because it ushered in his VP, the Trust Buster. Most of us know as TR or Teddy Roosevelt. Teddy Roosevelt came into office at a time that was, it became the end of the Gilded Era. It was the Gilded Era. It was the time when the Rockefellers and the J.P. Morgans and the Carnegies were ruling the world. J.P. Morgan pretty much was more powerful than the president. And the first major challenge that Teddy Roosevelt had when he came into office was to confront J.P. Morgan and the railroad expansion into the West and the complete monopoly that he had on it. And by not the widest margin, a rather thin margin, Teddy Roosevelt won that fight and proved that the people are stronger than any monopoly or any corporation. Keep in mind, folks, that history repeats itself. We are polarizing in income, in net worth, in economy, in social values, and we need another TR. We need to be very careful that we don't get an anti-TR. What is that? You'll hear more from me about it when we come back on the John Breslin Show. Stay right where you are, you.
John Breslin, making caffeine addiction look good.
Listen live or archive on www.com.
JohnBrislinShow.com.
Tired of losing money in the markets by trusting, or perhaps you simply want to learn how to take control of your financial future? Then look no further than LiveTraders.net. We specialize in helping inexperienced as well as experienced traders and investors successfully navigate the stock market through the use of technical analysis, chart reading, and proper money management techniques. Why earn 6% a year before fees and expenses when you could potentially earn more than 10 times that by taking control of your financial future? What separates LiveTraders.net from everyone else in the financial industry is that we put our money where our mouth is and trade our own capital live each and every day for our clients to see. For more information, call LiveTraders.net at 714-926-2866 or email us at www.livetraders.net.
Donald Trump said in a new interview that he is so popular with voters because he is definitely not a puppet. I'll buy that. Puppets have way more realistic hair. Donald Trump's top strategist has stepped down after Trump seemed to imply last week that Megyn Kelly was menstruating during the debate. Even more shocking, Donald Trump has had a campaign strategist this entire time. There was a guy in charge of this. He looked after all of this and said, yeah, this is all great.
In his lifetime, Marco Rubio has identified himself as a Mormon, a Catholic, and a Baptist. Yeah. Rubio plans to address questions about exactly what his religious beliefs are this Saturday at his bar mitzvah. So.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
We all love our pets, and when disaster strikes, we want to make sure they are safe. In an emergency situation, you have to be your pet's voice and have the correct information at hand for emergency personnel if your pet ever needs their help. The Pet Alert Emergency Information System was designed with and approved by firefighters as well as police to make sure that your pet is protected in case of an emergency. With it, you will have all the tools you need in order to keep your pet safe. The Pet Alert Emergency Information System is literally a lifeline to safety for your pet that provides all the right information in all the right places. Whether you experience a house fire, auto accident, medical emergency, natural or man-made disaster, don't let your pet be a victim. You need to be prepared. You are your pet's advocate, so don't let them down. Safeguard their lives with the Pet Alert Emergency Information System. Get yours today by visiting PetAlert.com.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, software development is one of the fastest growing and highest paid jobs in the country. If you've thought about learning to code, you should check out www.learntoprogram.tv. That's www.learntoprogram.tv. They've got dozens of courses designed to get you started in web, mobile, or game development. Use coupon code RADIO2015 and you'll get 25% off any course in the Learn to Program catalog. Don't spend thousands on so-called coding schools when you can learn online for less than $100 per course. That's www.learntoprogram.tv and use coupon code RADIO2015 to start on the path to professional software developer today.
When buying a home in Las Vegas, you want a real estate agent who knows the entire Las Vegas Valley. And that agent is Victor Gismondi. Victor is an agent with Urban Nest Realty. He specializes in residential properties. His website, bestvegashomes.com, is a real estate website unlike any other. At bestvegashomes.com, buyers can access the MLS in real time, and you sellers can submit your property for a hassle-free comparative market analysis. Victor uses online strategies to ensure maximum exposure for every property he represents. Victor covers Las Vegas as well as the Summerlin and Henderson areas, but will travel anywhere his clients are interested in. He knows the ins and outs of all sides of the valley, so check out his website, bestvegashomes.com, or call him directly on his cell phone, 702-501-3436. 702-501-3436. bestvegashomes.com for Victor Gismondi.
John Brislin, To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Tell me who's the lady. Johnny Revelator. Tell me who's the lady. Johnny Revelator. Who's that writing? Johnny Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals.
And welcome back to the John Brislin Show. The phone number to be on with John is, get ready with your pen, 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN. I'll give that to you again in a second because I have a challenge for you. This is actually not my idea. This is producer Denise Marmeyer on the other side of the glass in the production booth. Her idea was, you know, with all of the things that are happening right now, that is on the side of bad news. Is there anything out there that's happening that's good? Now, I don't mean, you know, somebody picked up a dollar bill that you dropped and gave it back to you. If you've heard of something that's newsworthy, you know, something that's, you know, comparable to the news. I mean, we all know that there are niceties, there are nice things that happen from time to time, just in between people. Or between people, rather. But anything newsworthy that has actually made the news that is positive. Here's a quick little piece. When we were just on off air, we were just discussing this. I ran a commercial, and you heard for pets, and it made me think of when I was campaigning for office. I was knocking on doors, which is what I believe we should do when we run for office. And on all the, I don't know, 3,000 or 4,000 doors, I guess I knocked on, I discovered something that people do that I didn't know about. And that's that they'll put a sign, like a sticker or a type of little sign in their doorway. And it goes in the doorway and it indicates to the fire department that knows to look for it that there are pets inside the home. So it essentially gives the message to the pet, to the fire department. I have two dogs. Please go in and save them if you can. And I just think that's a wonderful, it's not good news, but it just to kind of maybe inspire some other story that's better than that. There are good things that happen out there. There are good ideas. And maybe my passing along that idea can inspire somebody that's got a good news story to call in to 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN with that good news and lift us up. Lift us up a little bit.
Yeah, and not the refugees, which is great news, the refugees that are being saved, but not that one.
Yeah, something other than the refugees. So if you have something newsworthy, give me a ring. And you don't even have to talk on the air if you don't want to. You can just tell Denise, and we'll talk about it for you. Now, as promised, the net worth of the candidates. And then we'll discuss whether or not that has an impact on their ability to represent people that are not of their net worth. Donald Trump, net worth is estimated by the FEC to be anywhere from, I misspoke earlier. This estimate is from $2.9 billion to $10 billion. Bloomberg and Forbes estimated Trump's net worth at $2.9 billion and $4 billion, respectively. Trump, of course, estimates it at $10 billion. Why would he go low, right? Now, Carly Fiorina. Quick side note that my pick to go against Hillary is Carly Fiorina and John Kasich. You want to know more about that? Give me a call and ask me about it. But I think strategically and best for the nation, they would be the ticket to beat. Now, Carly Fiorina includes the net worth of her husband. That is a choice that all candidates can make, either to do or not to do. That is the question. And she estimates her net worth at $59 million. $59 million. Now, Jeb Bush's net worth is between $19 million and $22 million. Now, interestingly, he has raised about $12.6 million so far for his campaign. However, his super PAC has raised over $100 million, which I would have to look and make sure, but I am 90% sure that is a record. That at this point in the primaries, no other candidate in history, including his brother, actually raised that much money to this point. And now let's remember Mitt Romney. What's one of the main things that put him over the top? The fact that he had the money to beat anybody else. Hillary Clinton's net worth is between $15.3 and $55 million. Quite a wide range. It's tough to get information from her that's in any way accurate. Unless you have her original emails. John Kasich, someone who I am growing more and more fond of. The governor of Ohio, estimated net worth of $9 million to $22 million. Ben Carson, the surgeon, famous for being the first person to disconnect conjoined twins. His net worth is between $8 million and $19.6 million. I'm rushing now. Mike Huckabee, $7 million to $23 million. Quite the wide range there. Ted Cruz, $1.7 million to $4.5 million. I'm going to skip a couple here. And interestingly, going all the way down to guess who is the lowest? Oh, you know, Denise wants me to say bye-bye. So I will have to tell you who the lowest net worth of all candidates is right after this break. Don't go anywhere, you. I've got some big news when you come back to the John Breslin Show.
Your news, traffic, and weather from AM 720 KDWN is now available on iHeartRadio.
Download the free iHeartRadio app from your app store to hear KDON on your smartphone or tablet.
Joe Biden. People are saying Joe Biden, he still hasn't ruled it out. People close to Joe Biden are allegedly afraid that his verbal gaffes could hurt him if he runs in 2016. Well, people very close to Joe Biden are definitely getting a shoulder massage, because that's how the VP rolls.
Donald Trump is facing criticism for refusing to name his favorite Bible verse. In Trump's defense, it's hard to be a fan of the Bible when three out of the seven deadly sins helped him get to where he is today. So, pride, greed, and wrath have served me very well.
Actually, Trump came back at Jeb Bush for speaking Spanish at all and said that Jeb Bush should only speak English while in the United States. Yeah, he should speak English the way Trump does.
Bing, bing, bing.
Bum, bum, bum.
Ay, ay, ay.
Phew, phew.
Bing, bing. Bong, bong, bing, bing.
Just my day. Hi, huh?
I think most of that was in Minion.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
The John Breslin Show is made possible through the generous sponsorship of certain organizations such as HelpersFoundation.org. Now, the Helpers Foundation is a premier organization committed to helping individuals and communities to experience a better life. Through their investments in research institutions, educational advancement, and community development, the Helpers Foundation works to enhance the lives of people who could use assistance. Now, you can go to www.helpersfoundation.org, and that's spelled H-E-L-P-E-R-Z, F-O-U-N-D-A-T-I-O-N, so helpers with a Z, foundation.org. And you'll find that they are focused not only on helping to improve lives today, but for generations to come as well. They believe that individuals today can help to inspire meaningful change tomorrow, whether it's from educational opportunities, increased medical research fundings, or working in volunteer capacities. You can find out more at helpersfoundation.org. That's helpers with a Z, H-E-L-P-E-R-Z, foundation.org. Very, very good organization and worth checking out. Also made possible with the generous support of cycleofgrowth.com. Now, there is an announcement that I'd like to make from cycleofgrowth.com about two amazing new books and some free offers even. That's always fun. Now, there are two new self-help astrology books available to you. To help you predict and use the major changes in your life. They are the result of 40 years of research and contain new information not found anywhere else. There is more information about the books and the free offers on cycleofgrowth.com. That's cycleofgrowth.com. Welcome back to the John Brislin Show. I'm still waiting for someone to call in with some good news. And, you know, it's... I don't know how exactly I'm going to feel if we go the entire rest of the show and nobody can come up with any good news to tell me. Does that mean there's no good news out there? Well, it might be. Now, as I was saying, the net worth of some of these candidates is something that isn't too closely paid attention to. Did I say that awkwardly? I may have, but I think you know what I mean. My take on it is when I think of a person who knows what I'm going through, what my fears are, whether I'm scared that I'll be able to retire on time or whether I'm terrified that my children won't have enough money to go to college when that time comes, or what if, God forbid, I get sick or someone hurts me and I end up having to pick up the tab. All of those life emergencies, are those the emergencies that someone like Donald Trump worries about? Are they some emergencies that someone like Carly Fiorina worries about, or Jeb Bush? And surprisingly, Jeb Bush, you know, I'm actually shocked that the highest estimate they could come up with for Jeb Bush's net worth is $22 million. I really thought it would be more than that. Interestingly, Hillary Clinton is at $15.3 million to $55 million. That is a wide range there. I'm going through a couple because I was trying to rush through the figures before the break, and it's worth mentioning. One in particular that is quickly rising to the top of the list on the John Brislin potential candidate list, which he is Governor John Kasich. You saw a strong, if not, I think, winning performance from him in the first presidential debate, for the Republican debate. And he is the governor of Ohio. He was in the Congress when the budget was balanced. So he has legislative experience. He has executive experience. And here's the key. He comes in from Ohio. So if, in fact, Hillary were to run, which that may not happen, if Hillary does run, the best chance to beat her, which right now we're not seeing a lot of chance to beat her, the best chance to beat her, I believe, is Carly Fiorina at the top of the ticket to separate the female vote that she's banking on, and John Kasich at the VP, bottom of the ticket, because he brings in what? Oh my God, Ohio. Oh mio, oh my, oh, John Kasich brings Ohio. How about that for a little rhyme? That was pretty good off the cuff. Florida in presidential politics, Florida and Pennsylvania and Ohio are the key swing states. If you can bring in one of those, they will turn the election. Turn the election. Last election, Ohio was the deal breaker. Before that, it was Florida. These are key states: Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Florida. John Kasich brings with him Ohio. And that is, as far as electoral votes, critical to winning a presidential election. So if it's Hillary, it's John Kasich and Carly Fiorina being on the top of the ticket. And I wish she wasn't, because quite honestly, I don't think she's the right woman for the job, but she's good enough and she's a woman to pull away that female demographic away from Hillary that she's banking on. So there's my little word on John Kasich, and let's skip down to the question, who do you think is the poorest candidate running for office? Obviously, it's nobody that I've mentioned so far, so who do you think is the poorest? I'll start reading off all the way down to the bottom of the list, and I will bet that you will be surprised. And if you apply my style of analysis to the net worth of that candidate, what does that mean to you? What does that mean to you that the person I mentioned at the bottom of the list is possibly closer to most of us general, normal, everyday guys, us everyday people, than the 10, 20, 30 billionaires or 10, 20, 30 millionaires and billionaires? All right, Ted Cruz, $1.7 million to possibly $4.5 million. Rand Paul, somewhere between $683,000 to $2 million. So he's kind of a normal guy based on those. Bernie Sanders, who is, although not my favorite kind of guy, he has some positives to him. And this one is actually one of them. $110,000 to maybe $550,000 is what Bernie Sanders is worth. So when he says he's the man of the people, he's really living it. You know what I mean? Doing well for himself, but living it. Marco Rubio, the lowest net worth of all the candidates? No, Marco Rubio is second. He is somewhere between $57,000 and $829,000 as far as his net worth, his overall value of his assets. And who is the lowest net worth of all candidates? Scott Walker. Scott Walker, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, and he has a potential, or a possible rather, net worth of negative $243,992. Why is he in debt $243,000? Because he has chosen to accept the student loan debt of his children. And that, my friends, can add up, as you all know. So Scott Walker is the closest as far as to the average person's income. I mean, is the average person's net worth, you know? That's, I'm being vague here. I'm being, you know, painting with a broad brush, but assuming not everybody has a net worth of $500,000, Scott Walker might be your guy. It's not mine. John Kasich is on my list, but these are ideas for you to think about on the John Breslin Show. The phone number to be on with John is 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN. We're going to the phones right after this. Stay right where you are.
John Breslin. Polite conversation avoids politics and religion. Embrace bad manners.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Tired of losing money in the markets by trusting, or perhaps you simply want to learn how to take control of your financial future? Then look no further than LiveTraders.net. We specialize in helping inexperienced as well as experienced traders and investors successfully navigate the stock market through the use of technical analysis, chart reading, and proper money management techniques. Why earn 6% a year before fees and expenses when you could potentially earn more than 10 times that by taking control of your financial future? What separates LiveTraders.net from everyone else in the financial industry is that we put our money where our mouth is and trade our own capital live each and every day for our clients to see. For more information, call LiveTraders.net at 714-926-2866 or email us at www.LiveTraders.net.
We all love our pets, and when disaster strikes, we want to make sure they are safe. In an emergency situation, you have to be your pet's voice and have the correct information at hand for emergency personnel if your pet ever needs their help. The Pet Alert Emergency Information System was designed with and approved by firefighters as well as police to make sure that your pet is protected in case of an emergency. With it, you will have all the tools you need in order to keep your pet safe. The Pet Alert Emergency Information System is literally a lifeline to safety for your pet that provides all the right information in all the right places. Whether you experience a house fire, auto accident, medical emergency, natural or man-made disaster, don't let your pet be a victim. You need to be prepared. You are your pet's advocate, so don't let them down. Safeguard their lives with the Pet Alert Emergency Information System. Get yours today by visiting PetAlert.com.
Kanye West, you know what? I'll never say bad about him. You know why? Because he loves Trump. He loves Trump. He goes around saying, Trump is my all-time hero. He says it to everybody. So Kanye West, I love him. Now, maybe in a few years, I'll have to run against him. I don't know. So I'll take that back.
He's so presidential. You know, that's the thing. It's going to be an incredible 4 years.
I have decided in 2020 to run for president.
I am officially running for president of the United States.
I'm not no politician, bro.
How stupid are these politicians?
I just wanted people to like me more.
I think they like me in a certain way, which is nice. It's always nice to be liked.
You know how many times they announced Taylor was going to give me the award because it got them more ratings?
The only thing they care about is ratings.
Did he smoke some before he came out here?
I'm all for medical marijuana and sure. Help.
It might be more serious than we think, because already Kanye's got some slogans lined up.
Really?
Check this out. First is Kanye 2020, yes, we Kanye. Yeah. Next, there's Kanye for president because he already thinks he is. That's. And finally, there's Kanye 2020, you can't spell Americanye without Kanye.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
According to the Bureaus of Labor Statistics, software development is one of the fastest growing and highest paid jobs in the country. If you've thought about learning to code, you should check out www.learntoprogram.tv. That's www.learntoprogram.tv. They've got dozens of courses designed to get you started in web, mobile, or game development. Use coupon code RADIO2015, and you'll get 25% off any course in the Learn to Program catalog. Don't spend thousands on so-called coding schools when you can learn online for less than $100 per course. That's www.learntoprogram.tv, and use coupon code RADIO2015 to start on the path to professional software developer today.
You can get some of the world's best cushions from Wheelchair Cushion Sage. They've got air-type cushions like Vicare and Star. They've got gel-type cushions like Max and M2. They've got honeycomb-type cushions like Supercore Stimulite. These folks have chairs, too, like the super lightweight titanium Tylite wheelchairs. They've even got power assist devices like the ZX1 and MX2 that will push the wheelchair for you. All this, and the business owner actually uses a wheelchair himself. It's all at Wheelchair Cushion Sage, and it's all discounted. Their website is wheelchaircushionsage.com. You can even talk to a real-life person. Their number is 704-918-1288. Wheelchair Cushion Sage, 704-918-1288.
When buying a home in Las Vegas, you want a real estate agent who knows the entire Las Vegas Valley. And that agent is Victor Gismondi. Victor is an agent with Urban Nest Realty. He specializes in residential properties. His website, bestvegashomes.com, is a real estate website unlike any other. At bestvegashomes.com, buyers can access the MLS in real time. And you sellers can submit your property for a hassle-free comparative market analysis. Victor uses online strategies to ensure maximum exposure for every property he represents. Victor covers Las Vegas as well as the Summerlin and Henderson areas, but will travel anywhere his clients are interested in. He knows the ins and outs of all sides of the valley. So check out his website, bestvegashomes.com, or call him directly on his cell phone, 702-501-3436. 702-501-3436. Bestvegashomes.com for Victor Gismondi.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257 KDWN.
And welcome back to the John Brislin Show. We're going to go straight into the phone lines, and let's start with, let's go by the numbers. Line one, Amelia, you are on with John. Welcome.
Hey, John, I love the topic of these candidates' net worth.
Yes, I think it makes a difference from what their perspective is and what decisions they'll make.
Well, what I can't understand is, I mean, $4 to $10 billion, we're just rounding things off. I guess when it gets up there, it's hard to tell. So I would be interested in hearing how they have their money allotted, like cash or stocks or real estate or jewelry or old cars. So when we get down to the wire, I'd like to hear more about this. But please tell me now, how much does the president make per year?
I don't have an exact. I don't have an exact figure. I would have to look that up. I want to say it's 461.
250,000, John.
No, Denise is looking that up right now. And my guess is, if I remember right, it's 461. But
well, I'm still astonished.
Yeah.
That someone can spend these limitless amounts of money, or is it limitless, to get an election? I mean, right now, can't we just say they're kind of on a rock and roll tour?
Yeah, a little bit. There is a certain celebrity to it, definitely. I've got to leave it there, and I'll answer your question offline or off on the air. All right. Thanks very much, Amelia in High Desert. Let's see. Let's
$400,000.
What is it, Denise?
$400,000.
$400,000 for the salary of the president of the United States. And let's go to line two and Eddie. Eddie, you are on with John. Welcome, my friend.
Well, welcome, John. Thank you for taking my call, and good evening, America. And I want to thank Denise for letting me in, for expressing my good news that Donald Trump is ahead in the polls and signed a pledge that he will not run as a third-party candidate. And I think that is good news.
Well, it is, you know, I'll take that. That is something. I mean, I'm not a fan of Donald Trump, but I do appreciate the fact that he has signed that pledge. And that is something that I think he shouldn't have even wavered on at all at any point. And my only thinking is maybe he did that to negotiate some sort of deal with the Republican Party. But setting all of that aside, not to put any kind of not to diminish that good news in any way, it's good news that Trump has made a good decision and signed the pledge.
Well, that's right. And I think it's because he knows that the Republican Party is going to realize that he's their best chance for the White House. Now, you mentioned the Ohio governor, John Cusack?
Kasich. Mm-hmm.
Kasich. Okay. Now, I really like the guy. All right. He's a good, solid politician. But I need to know, when he was in Congress, when Junior was running the White House, did he heed the warning of Secretary of the Treasury Snow and the FBI about the subprime crisis that was upon them? Or did he follow Junior when he threw the FBI report in the round file and forced Secretary of the Treasury Snow to resign and brought in, do you remember who he brought in to replace Secretary of the Treasury?
I got about 10 seconds. It's all yours.
Hank Paulson.
Well,
did that get us, John?
Yeah, there were a lot of things going on there, and we have to weigh the pros and cons, no question. I sure appreciate the call, my friend. You be safe, and I look forward to getting a chance to talk to you again in the future. Let's go to line four, and Lance. Lance, you are on with John.
Oh, I got on. Guess who I picked, as you stated,
to be the lowest net worth. Who did you pick, Lance?
Scott Walker.
You did? And what made you think that? Or did you already know?
Well, I'm from Wisconsin, and I figured I just figured he had the lowest amount, but I think Trump and Carly, or Trump and Carson, would be a good ticket.
Trump and Carly Fiorina, or Trump and Carson?
Right.
Huh. All right. Well, I wish I had more time to talk about that one. Lance, can you do me a favor?
Sure.
Would you be willing to call in next week and we can readdress that? Because that's something I'd like to talk to you about.
Good. And guess what? I got a lot of Trump slogans for T-shirts. If anybody out there, including you, would be interested in joint venture, let me know.
Well, that's something else to talk about next week, Lance. You be safe, my friend. Thank you very much. And Babar, you are on with John. Welcome.
Yeah, first time caller to your program, John.
Well, excellent. That's good news. And what's the good word?
Well, these are what, reported assets by these individuals who are running?
Yes. They are recently disclosed tax returns and financial disclosures, basically the requirements from the FEC, the Federal Elections Commission.
Oh, okay. So that wouldn't include any fiduciaries?
Well, it basically includes the reason that there's so much of a range, which is usually what people are concerned about, is that it's hard to say exactly what your house is worth today. There's a certain range that the house is worth. And if you have multiple houses, multiple assets, mostly you may own corporations, you know, what is it worth today? It's hard to put a particular number on it. So it ranges. You also don't have to include your spouse's net worth. You can keep that separate if you want to. Your personal assets, you can, like your own personal home and some assets similar to that you can leave out. So there's some wiggle room.
Have you seen any of these forms, you personally?
Well, that belong to the candidates? No, I have not. I have to rely on the research of others.
Or one that comes from our state secretary?
The form itself?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've filled them out as a candidate, sure.
Oh, you have? What did you run for, John?
It's the City Council of Henderson.
Oh, okay. I was unaware of that. And so there are probably other assets that they have, which they really don't have to report, especially if it's on the fiduciary side.
Well, there are a couple things to think about, and I've only got about 20 seconds to talk about this. It's different. The FEC doesn't cover statewide or state elections. So the city of Henderson that I ran in would be different paperwork than, although it's similar, it's different paperwork than for the federal level because it's a different. It's a different entity. You see what I mean? But anyway, that's the point is, how much are they worth and how would they think? And I've got to leave it there.
John?
Yeah?
Are you a Democrat or a Republican?
I am a center-right Republican. Very much center, but leaning right Republican.
So are you registered Democrat or Republican?
I am a registered Republican, and when I say leave it there, this time I really do have to, because it is time to say that America is advanced citizenship. You have got to want it bad. It will put up a fight, and I will be here fighting for it with you and producer Denise Marmeyer, the face on the other side of the glass, every Saturday night at 9 o'clock. JohnBrislinShow.com, Facebook, Twitter, and all the good stuff. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of Seven Seals.
The new home of Sean Hannity in Las Vegas. News Talk 720, KDWN, a Beasley Media Group station.